We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The home of the Philadelphia Eagles and the best team to talk sports with you in Philadelphia. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, yo, wake up, world. It's Sports Radio 94.1. It's Austin with Angelo. Hollis Thomas on the side next to Joe Conklin. Rhea Hughes in the booth. Yo, she stay rocking. Hey, yo, Joe, you on patrol? Al's by your side. Are you ready, engineer? Time to go for a ride. Just started off with Jonesy, keeping the set brand new. I'm giving shouts to the station. Ava, you too. I got Spike and Cindy. Throw it down where they be. Now, what's the name of the station? WIP.
Say what?
WIP.
Say what?
WIP Sports
Say
Radio
what?
94.1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Engineer here, Dave Breitmeyer, today. Had not heard the song before and was loving the groove.
He's still dancing.
He's bobbing his head right now. Say what? Anyway, yeah, that song is still somewhat controversial, and not everyone loves it.
No.
But you know what? I think it makes us sound cool, even though we're really not.
We're
cool.
Nice guys.
All right, let me go through the roster. Rhea's still off today. So Jonesy and Al and I, we are in front of the Gypsy Bar here at the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino Spa. Back at the station is the great John Johnson, who's got a lot to say about the drama last night in San Francisco. How you doing, John?
Good morning, Ange.
We got a lot to say today, my brother?
Absolutely.
All right. And we also have analyzing what happened last night and the big what-if question that now applies in our city to our NBA franchise. The leader of the Ricky Sanchez organization, Spike Eskin, will be on. And I don't have to tell you, from this day forward, he will be the only Eskin that ever appears on this radio program.
Amen.
He will be the only Eskin. Any other Eskin will never soil our airwaves on this fine radio program.
Well,
and then
said.
We got Elliot Shore Park at 8 o'clock, because you're not going to believe this.
What is that?
The Eagles yesterday named their first GM in years.
Yeah, they had a whole reorganized, well,
they
like
have a GM
renaming
now.
Of things.
The
yeah.
Eagles have a GM
Who
right
is it?
Now. Howie Roseman.
Okay.
Who was also the GM the first time he was doing the personnel,
right.
And it didn't go great. Then he lost his job to the most recent GM, Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
Then no one had the GM job, and Howie came back and did a great job, and now he's got the title again, and that makes me nervous.
Mm.
All right, we'll get to that a little later. LHR Parks will talk to us about that. We got our winner in a huge Father's Day package. That'll come up at the 8 o'clock hour. Even our buddy Jay Black. Is it good for the National Basketball Association, Josie, that Toronto from Canada is our reigning champion?
I think it is.
I think it
yeah,
stinks.
I think it's good.
For TV, it's bad.
Yeah, it hurts the ratings, no
and
doubt.
And then at 9 o'clock, the marquee guest of this morning show, I'll even say it now. I won't even wait till later in the hour. It's very rare, Al, that we can place on this show
yes.
the winner of the week.
Yes.
But we have him at 9 o'clock today.
I'm here all day, actually.
No, Josie, it's not you.
Oh,
it is
Austin.
Your very good friend, the coach. I'm sorry, the interim coach
yes.
of the St. Louis
Blues.
Still is. Craig Berube. And the chief will be on at 9. And needless to say, I will. If there's just a cell of bitterness in his body over the fact that they fired him here, I will extract it from him.
Good luck.
I will get
Good
it
luck.
From him.
Good luck.
Al, he's a kind of a stone wall.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get it out of him because, Al, you know deep down he's going, how's that feel, Hexy? Hey, Hexy, how's it going now?
He'll be back in Bucks County for the summer. So
I got Hexy, I got a cop. You got squat. How's that going?
I don't think that's Chief.
I'm hoping I can get him to say exactly.
Yeah, you keep hoping.
I don't think that's gonna. You got to aim high, right?
And then we even have
Kurt Landeside from Lehigh Valley. Al, he's got a promotion that I don't understand. I don't know what it means. No one knows who it means. I asked 10 people. No one knows who it means. How can you do a promotion when no one knows what the hell to mean? Does anyone know what Jawn is? J A W N.
Yeah. But that's only because I lived in the city a long time ago.
Yeah. You know what? I want to see if anybody knows. How can you hold a promotion? Oh, we got to go tonight to the game at Lehigh Valley. They're honoring Jawns.
Yeah.
You know, well, don't I need to know what that is?
Yeah.
All right. So all that's going on, plus winners and weasels and all that fun. And I even have a great story, Al, about the new Teslas and their fart app. Jonesy's going to want this car. But first, I can't believe it, Al. It happened. The Toronto Raptors, the team that required 7 games and a lucky bounce to beat the Sixers, are the NBA champions.
Yes, they are.
Here's the final chance Golden State had. The ball is in the hands of Steph Curry, best shooter for the threes you could get.
Open.
Here's what happened.
Iguodala throws it to Green, who catches it. Back to Curry, puts up a three. One go! Rebound Cousins, deflected. Picked up by Lowe. Falls to loose. They dive on it and try and call time. And a timeout call.
So it's a technical foul.
They had no timeouts remaining, so a technical foul will be called.
That really didn't matter. Chris Webber called me after. He said it was okay.
They all called timeout, the whole team.
Yeah, they all did. They didn't have one.
Well, they knew they were done.
But really, they knew they were done. Time had run out on them when the ball didn't go in, the Curry shot.
Yeah.
Right? But there was the other part of this game that made it fun was that there was that drama. You know how? First of all, we got to say this about the two winter teams. Both winter teams are first-time champions.
Yeah.
NHL and NBA, first-time champions. And now there was a ton of drama.
These were great playoffs. They were great entertainment.
Even though our hockey team never got a sniff of them and our basketball team lost in the second round, this was some great drama. And I love the stuff that was going on with Klay Thompson.
Oh.
Al, this was shades of Willis Reed.
It was.
If anybody can remember that.
Yeah, it was.
Jonesy, when you watch a player in a big game blow out his knee.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson got a torn ACL.
Yeah.
All right? You must relate to that because you had like 19 of them.
Well, I did my originally. I blew mine out in the playoffs. And it's, you want to believe that you're not hurt.
Yeah.
And I had the exact same injury, the torn ACL. And when I saw him go down, I knew he was huge trouble. But the NBA has that rule that if you leave and don't take the 2 free throws, you can't come back. So he had to turn around, walk back onto the
with
court.
With a torn ACL.
He was on his way to the locker room.
Yep.
And he sunk them both.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
When he actually got hurt. Jonesy said he could tell right away that it was bad. Here's Klay Thompson getting hurt under the basket.
Pass, falls down, lost the ball. Thompson running the floor, and a foul. And Thompson grabs his left knee, now writhing in pain. Steph Curry slamming the ball on the court, so upset. Everybody for the Warriors. And the franchise and here in the stands holding their breath.
Yeah, it was a good breath hold because he tore it. He left the court, and this is a dumb rule. Al, is this a dumb rule where if you are so injured, at that point they weren't sure whether it was serious enough.
You don't know, and they didn't know.
It was an exit game.
You hear a pop?
Right.
And that's all you – and you're like, what was that? But you really – he had no idea how seriously injured he was.
But they needed to proceed with the game, and if he did not take the free throws, he was done. So here he comes to the line. What happened then?
Klay Thompson was headed back to the locker room, but then turned around and limped back out on the floor, and it's what, Jeff, you said. If you're hurt on a play and it's not a flagrant foul and you can't shoot the free throws, you cannot return to the game. And I think they got the message to Klay Thompson.
All right, so this is where it gets – all right, now I need my Johnson, right now.
Yes, you do.
You weren't here yesterday, Jonesy. He revealed yesterday he has enlarged taste buds.
Really?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Oh, interesting, Johnson.
I got a lot of emails on it. A lot of people want to meet Johnson. I had to break the bad news.
He's married.
A lot of ladies, yeah. They wanted to know if he was available. I said, sorry.
No.
Claimed. Happy wife, though. Anyway, so here's – this is now obviously the question. The Philadelphia 76ers took the world champ Toronto Raptors to a game seven in Toronto. It was tied, and Kawhi Leonard had the ball in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, here's where we're going to play a little game of what if. This is Kawhi's shot that eliminated the Sixers.
You got to be aware of the inbounder here if you're Philly.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
No!
Game! Series! Toronto has won!
All right.
What a great call.
It can't be closer than that.
No.
You understand it can't be closer than that. It hit bounced four times before it went in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, let's say it didn't go in. Johnson, it didn't go in.
Mm-hmm.
Overtime, game seven in Toronto. And then the Bucks, and then the Warriors. If that doesn't go in, are the Sixers having a parade this week?
It's entirely possible to have that mindset and, in theory, be correct about it.
But
it didn't happen.
No, all right. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I was bouncing this around with Jonesy, who knows a champion. His best friend happens to be the coach of the world champion St. Louis Blues. Jonesy, did the Sixers win the title if the ball bounced out and they found a way to win in overtime?
You can make a logical conclusion that they would have.
But
I lost
right
to the Stanley Cup champions,
yeah.
I think, four of the 10 years that I was in the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
In earlier rounds. And twice had them 3-1 up in the series.
Wow.
And lost. And I would tell you that after watching the last 15 Stanley Cups from being an analyst and being in the building, the playoffs don't start until the last round. The final, you don't know what you have until you play in the final. And I thought I accomplished things playing in conference finals. I thought that's pretty good.
Yep.
It's nothing. It's nothing. So I don't know. My answer would be I used to pretend that we were that close, and I don't think we were. I don't think we had to put
sounds
it to.
Like here's what I've heard so far, Al. I've heard Johnson hedge. I've heard Jonesy hedge.
Mm-hmm.
I have no intention to hedge.
No, you shouldn't.
They would not have won it. And I'll tell you I'll give you the answer in two words. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
You know when the Sixers blew it? They didn't blow it during the playoffs. They blew it last offseason when they had an opportunity to get Kawhi Leonard, but it would have cost Ben Simmons. And they said no. And they said no because Brett Brown is a good friend of the family. Because if they had gotten Kawhi Leonard on their team, they would have beaten the Raptors. Oh, absolutely.
For
they
sure.
Would have beaten the Raptors.
Close.
They would have. Johnson,
without
now
question.
Let me throw the next question at you.
The Raptors wouldn't have been there.
Right? The Raptors wouldn't even. Here's the big question. They actually blew the chance to have a parade this week when they didn't trade Simmons for Kawhi. True or false?
True.
Wow. You didn't need any time for that one.
No hesitation.
All right. Normally, Al gives us a little pushback here, so I'll go to him now. If they had Kawhi, would the Sixers be having a celebration?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's a talk show. We do hypotheticals all day. It's what we do here.
I don't think so.
You don't think with Kawhi they would have won it?
I don't think with Embiid being hurt, I don't think so. Not with Embiid. I still wouldn't have done it. It would have been stupid to trade Simmons.
T. Jones, would they have won if they had Kawhi?
The answer is 100% yes.
They're both great questions to ponder because the Sixers took the Raptors, the world champs, further than the Bucks did and further than the reigning champ Warriors did. That was a game six, Al. That wasn't a game seven. Right now, they had with Durant, that might have gone differently, too.
Yeah, that's another
if they
side
had Durant,
I doubt
yeah. I doubt the Raptors win. Maybe if the Sixers are facing Durant and he comes back and doesn't blow out his Achilles, maybe it's different, too. All I can tell you is they had a better chance. They blew it when they wouldn't sacrifice Simmons for one of the greatest clutch performances in a playoff I've ever seen. And he wasn't the dominant force last night, but wasn't he always there when they needed him?
He was pretty dominant.
He's
phenomenal.
Just a great player. Yeah. He takes so much coverage that you can't make the argument that he's not a major influence on the win.
Yeah, he's the MVP for a reason.
One last thing, and Keith Jones is here. He grew up right outside of Toronto.
1 hour drive.
And he's best friends with the current reigning Super Stanley Cup champ.
Yep.
Johnson, how did you feel about the Toronto celebration when they won their first ever? This is the first, this is going to hurt for me to say. It's their first championship since 93.
Yeah.
Since Carter.
Yeah.
All right. This is
touch
their first
them all,
one.
Joe.
And their first
touch
ever.
Them all.
Stop it. And their first ever championship in the NBA. How did they celebrate? Did you enjoy that part of it, Johnson?
And I have to be honest. When I watched it, it might have been the lamest celebration I have ever seen in any sport at professional or amateur level.
A little more specific. What did you see that annoyed you?
There was no celebration. It was
nothing
a quick couple of handshakes go to the stage.
It's a little late at night for Canadian.
Little later night, they won their first championship.
We're polite. They
hold
went to,
on.
They,
let
they
me
go
run
to bed that early.
I got Mike, but nothing. No celebration could be complete without the a speech by Drake.
Oh.
Right, that jackass.
This guy's
Let's
amazing.
Hear what Drake had to say afterwards.
This is poetic. You just gotta watch it happen. The 6-6, Kyle Lowry with the ring, Kawhi Leonard bringing a chip to the city. I want my chips with the dip. That's all I know. I don't want my chips playing. I want my chips with the dip.
Well, again, that does certainly support your point of view on that, John. That it seemed like they were not prepared for an American championship because the NBA is an American sport.
Interviewing the mascot.
It's an American sport, Joseph.
It is.
And now it is owned by Toronto.
That's amazing. That is
question
incredible.
One for you people out there who are up very early on what is about to be the summer. Nobody gets up this early on a Friday, but I got to ask the question. What if? Two what ifs. What if, number one, if the Sixers had acquired Kawhi and given up Ben Simmons, would they be holding the parade this week? And if they didn't and played it out the way it did, would they have won it if that ball didn't bounce into the basket that Kawhi put up in Game 7? Two questions for you. Here are your phone numbers. 888-729-9494, Power 9495. Your AT&T, Verizon cell phone. We come back. The question, we actually got two questions of the day. Question number one, when we come back. WIP Sports Time 617.
If it wasn't for the Northeast, we'd be talking to ourselves. Sports Radio 94, WIP.
Hey, it's Rhea here for Window Nation's Summer Savings Event. Need new windows? Try buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free. Buy four, get four free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.